Brent Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Let's head down on the farm and head to Bowie, Maryland, and talk to former Orioles right-hander and now the current pitching coach of the Bowie Bay Sox. Alan Mills is with us. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Doing well. So your first year at the Bay Sox, you've obviously been a professional pitching coach for a while now. Everyone raves about what you've done down the minor league system for the Orioles. Tell me about your experience right now in AA.
We have a talented group here. I'm here with a guy that I became friends with as a player. He's the manager of this team, Gary Kendall. You know, I couldn't be in a better place. We have a lot of guys with a lot of talent here, so just happy to be here.
How much do you enjoy working with this level of player? I know that everyone talks about AA and the big jump that it is, the Eastern League specifically. Tell me about this age group and how much you enjoy working with and affecting this caliber of player.
Like you said, it's my first year at this level. Like I said earlier, we have a talented group of guys. So, I mean, anybody would enjoy, you know, being around these guys on a daily basis. Have a few guys. Michael Givens, he just came back to us from Baltimore. He's a talent. Parker Bridwell, guy we got right before the season started. Andrew Triggs. I can go on and on. I mean, it's just a talented group. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Let's start for a moment with Dylan Bundy and the bad news really yesterday, but he's been shut down for a while. How well was Dylan pitching before he got hurt?
You know, I never had a chance or the opportunity to be around him for an extended period of time, but for the short time I was with him this season, I was very pleased with his progress. You know, velocity kind of started to spike up. I think he went from, you know, the low 90s to the mid, you know, the upper 90s, and he seemed to be on his way to recovering, you know, from the Tommy John, and, you know, it's just unfortunate that he had a setback. But he's a hard-working guy, so I'm sure if anybody can do it, he will be that guy.
You mentioned Michael Givens. Everyone's talking about the progress he's made and what he is on the mound right now. What do you see when you see Michael Givens pitch right now as far as what his potential could be in the big leagues?
He's an enormous talent. He has the ability, you know, to raise his level of play at any moment. He throws in the mid to upper 90s, has a good breaking ball, has a good changeup. You know, when you have three pitchers that are quality and then you have a flush pitch, you know, like his fastball, throwing from the angle in which he does, kind of puts him in a unique category. So, you know, just try to, you know, give him and, you know, all the guys, not just him, but all of them, as much information as I can to help them be successful once they step out on the mound.
Alan Mills, former Orioles right-hander, with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. It's interesting, Alan, not that this is new to baseball now, but the Orioles over the last 4 years, one hallmark of this team that's been very successful is a very, very good bullpen. And I think like in the 90s, those Orioles teams, when they were good, had a really good bullpen. But everyone in those days was always talking about shortening the game, the back end, just the last two or three guys. I thought that 97 Orioles bullpen, which many consider to be, and I do as well, perhaps the greatest bullpen ever, or one of the greatest bullpens ever. That was really a bullpen that was six or seven guys deep, you know, not just Rivera getting it to Wetland like it was for some of those years. It was really the depth of it, and that's what the Orioles have now. Have you noticed that kind of change that's really not just about your setup guy and your closer, but that entire group collectively helping to kind of shorten the game and match up?
Yeah, the way I feel about baseball, if you have pitching usually, you know, can kind of nullify good hitting. You know, you get into the playoffs and you get into series where you play better teams and your starter can't go as deep as they do in the game. You know, your bullpen has to show up, and the Orioles have a good bullpen. I was fortunate enough to play with some guys when I was there that had a lot of talent, and, you know, it was fun to be a part of that. Last year, Kansas City did the same thing. You know, they had a lead after six, and the game was pretty much over. Baltimore kind of has that same thing. I mean, you name the guys in their bullpen, and you can talk about them for a great length of time. I mean, it's a very talented group, and Wallace and Chidi have done a great job with those guys up there.
Alan, one thing that's interesting, this is just kind of coming to me as we're talking, that 97 bullpen in Baltimore, if you add up the games and years played for yourself, Arthur Rhodes, Randy Myers, Jesse Orosco, and Armando Benitez. I can't imagine there's been a bullpen comprised with more games and more years of big league experience in the end than that group in 1997.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was a good group.
Were you guys tight?
Very good group. Yeah, we all got along. Like I said, we had a lot of fun. You know, it was nothing to see us out there chasing each other around early in the game. And then, you know, as the game progresses, you kind of get in your game phase and your game mode and, you know, you get ready for a job. It's about to be presented to you. But we enjoyed each other. We had a good time.
Did you think you'd become a coach when you were playing?
Absolutely not. Never even thought about it. Never gave it a thought. And I actually love what I do.
I always kind of picture you on a mound because you wore your cap low, you had the fame mustache, and I would say you had an identifiable delivery because it was always very tightly compact and everything kind of synced together. You were very intimidating on a mound. Is that something you can teach, or either have that or you don't?
I don't know if you can teach that. I teach a certain style of pitching. You know, most people teach what they know. I think it's very important for a pitcher to be aggressive. Baseball is the only game where the team on defense has the ball, and I think sometimes we forget about the advantage that you know is presented to the pitcher. If I'm on defense and I have the ball, I can dictate what happens next. So usually, you know, when you're on defense, you have to wait, you know, to see what the offense is doing. So I try to teach an aggressive manner of pitching when you're out on the mound.
Alan Mills from Orioles right-hander with us for another moment or two here on WBIL News Radio 1090. One thing that's interesting, always jumps out to me when I see it on any bio sheet, Alan, you are from Lakeland, Florida, hometown of Ray Lewis. Your age difference with Ray is what, about 10 years or so, maybe 8 years?
I was fortunate enough to see Ray Lewis play in high school.
Wow. What was that like?
It's hard to describe. He seemed like he was the only man on the field.
I mean, really?
Yeah. It was a treat to watch. The first time I went to see him, or actually I didn't go to see him play. I went to see the quarterback play. The head coach was a close family member, and I went to the game. And after the game, I asked him, I said, who is number 22? He goes, that's Ray Lewis. I go, he was like all over the place. I said, he made like every tackle. And he was a tailback. He ran by punts. He ran by kicks. He was outstanding. Just outstanding football player. You knew from the start he was going places.
You identified it really quickly. That guy is somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I guess the Ravens get here in 1996. You're an established major league pitcher for the Orioles. Did you connect with him at all? Did you say, hey, Ray, I'm about 8 years in front of you from Lakeland High School. Did you guys get together at all?
No, we kind of ran in different crowds just simply because of the age difference. I remember when he was in high school, I actually talked to that team. He had come in the clubhouse a couple times when I was there. I think he and Eric Davis we're good friends, so I've seen him around, but we never really hung out.
Interesting. And just to say this, that one high school, you were the eighth overall pick in 1986 by the Angels, and then 10 years later, Ray was a first-round pick by the Ravens. I have a feeling Lakeland High School has produced a few established professional athletes.
Yeah, at one time that high school had more NFL players than any other high school playing at one time.
Wow.
And you know, Chris Sales from Lakeland. Pierce is from Lakeland.
Yep.
Oreo right now, he's from Lakeland. And so it was, there's a starter for the Toronto Blue Jays. I can't think of his name right now. But he's from Lakeland as well.
So. Wow, must be in the water there. But great talking to you, Alan. Future success.
Nice talking to you.
In Bowie, it's a really, everyone's talking about the pitching down there and the job you're doing, and it's great to connect, and hopefully we'll see you around Baltimore.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That is Alan Mills, pitching coach for the AA Bowie Bay Sox. We'll come back with more next here on WBIL News Radio 1090.